Kroger Tenderay Beef. No other beef so fresh can be so tender presents Hearts in Harmony transcribed. K is for Kroger. Z is for cut. B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. And the reason is this. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Mind you, that's before the meat is weighed and priced, which means more meat for your money. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. It's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, in Kroger cut beef, you get a better value in top grade beef. For example, take a specific cut of beef, say a Kroger cut chuck roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. That means you get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. Yes, you receive more meat, less waste, whether you buy a steak or roast. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Yesterday, Freddie Lang discovered that his sweetheart, Nora Williams, will celebrate her 18th birthday in a little while. So he and Penny Gibbs planned a surprise party for her. This evening, as Penny walks down the street with her ex-fiancé, Johnny Keith, she says...
Oh, by the way, Johnny, will you be free the evening of May 7th?
Well, I don't know, Penny. It's hard to tell from here. Why, something special during that night?
Mm-hmm. It's Nora's birthday. She's going to be all of 18 and we're giving her a surprise party.
Well, Nora's 18th birthday. Well, sure I'll be there.
You won't forget, Nora.
Well, you name the hour and I'll be there 60 minutes ahead of time.
No, you'd spoil the surprise if you were. No, we haven't decided on the time yet, but I'll let you know. So keep it a secret, won't you? We do want it to be a surprise.
Well, now, don't worry. If I were as good at other things as I am at keeping secrets, I'd be famous. Well, so Nora's going to be 18, is she?
Mm-hmm. A grown woman.
Well, she's never seen anything but since I've known her. Gosh, 18. I'd like to be that age again.
Would you really?
Mm-hmm. I sure would.
But don't say, I wish I were 18 years old again and knew what I knew now, because that's not possible.
No, I wouldn't want to know any more than I knew then. You know, there's an old and much-used saying that ignorance is bliss, and it's so right.
Oh-ho, and that's why you want to be 18 again, is it? Well, let me tell you, 18's an unhappy age, too. I wouldn't want to be 18 again and have to wonder what was ahead of me, not be able to understand what it was that caused people to fail, be bitter, succeed, and grow callous. No, sir, I wouldn't want to be 18 again and live in a world of dreams that people laughed at. I wouldn't want to be ignorant of disappointment or disillusionment again. Because there's nothing that hurts more than that first heartbreak.
Well, all kinds of ways of looking at it,
yeah,
I guess.
I suppose so. Just look at Nora. She'll be 18 in just a little while, and look how happy she is, in spite of the fact that she's known poverty and sadness, even death. Hasn't bothered her. Hasn't kept her from having dreams of the future and looking ahead to endless happiness. But what's really ahead of her?
Well, all she dreams about, I hope.
You hope and I hope, but she doesn't just hope. She's sure of it. Can you imagine what's going to happen to her the first time the bubble burst?
Well, let's not think about it. Gosh, I remember how I felt when it happened to me. And I was the one who stuck the pin in it.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter why it happened.
Oh, I suppose not. Though I should have been able to take it a little better, knowing it was all my fault. Penny, when are we ever going to finish paying for that mistake?
Haven't we finished?
Oh, you know we haven't. And we'll keep right on paying for it until things are as they were once before.
Well, that takes time, Johnny.
Time. Everything takes time. Time. Each of us has just so much of it, Penny. How much can a person spend in waiting and still have enough left to enjoy what he was waiting for?
Well, people aren't supposed to just wait for things, Johnny. They're supposed to work for them, do something to get them.
Yeah, I know that. But I've done everything I can to get what I want, and still I don't have it.
You work everything around to that, don't you?
To what?
You know what I'm talking about. I know what you're talking about. Us.
Well, isn't it time yet, Penny? It's been so long since we said anything about it that amounted to anything.
Well, what difference will a few months make?
Well, if I could be sure of waiting only a few months, it wouldn't make any difference. But why in a few months if not now?
Because right now Jed's very ill. The whole house is upset. We have no right to think about ourselves when others deserve to be thought of first.
Well, I guess we don't.
You really agree, don't you? You're not just saying it.
No, it makes sense, all right. You don't know what the next few months will bring. Well, Penny, you've got to think about this. What if Jed never gets well? What about us then?
Johnny, listen to me. It isn't a case of whether Jed gets well or not. The thing is, right now things are unsettled. Everything's new to us. Jed's illness, the routine in the house, everything. In a few months' time, things will settle down. We'll all get accustomed to whatever changes Jed's illness imposes on us. Don't you see what I mean?
Uh-huh. I see. You know, you're a very wise girl for such a beautiful one. You make such good sense.
No, I'm getting older and wiser.
No, you've always made good sense, Penny. Maybe that's one of the reasons I love you so much. I have a selfish motive. I go off on tangents sometimes. I need someone sensible to keep me straight.
Johnny, Keith, don't you dare call me sensible. It sounds dull.
Penny, you couldn't be dull if you tried.
Oh.
Hey, we've come to the boulevard. Want to walk down to the square for a snack?
I might.
What kind of an answer is that? Do you does or does you don't?
I does.
Well, come on then, this way. We'll go to the place we always used to go to. Mind?
I'm sensible, remember? Things like that don't bother me.
I wish they did.
Well, give me time and they will.
Those few months, that's the only time you're going to get.
Listen, are you going to put a time limit on me?
Yes, because I want to be sensible for a change. A guy can wait just so long and no longer.
What happens when he can't wait any longer?
Well, he says, oh, heck. Keeps right on waiting.
Hello. Oh. Where are you two going?
Oh, that's Barry Carlton. Uh-huh. Down to the square, Barry, to get something to eat.
What's down there? Hi, Johnny.
Hello, Barry.
You both know Madeline Dodge, don't you?
Miss Gibbs and I have met, but I think I've met Mr. Keith.
Nice of you to remember.
Oh, it would be difficult for me to forget.
Hey, what is this?
Oh, don't be upset, Barry. I was only teasing. Well, come on, let's go. We're keeping these people.
Oh, come on. Let's take them down to the square. Or better still, let's take them with us.
Oh, thank you, Barry, but I'm sure...
No, we aren't going anywhere, just for a drive.
Well, thanks, just the same, Barry,
but... Why don't you join us, Miss Gibbs? I think Barry and I are just about boring each other to death.
That's not that bad. Come on, we'll stop out at some little place on the highway. The four of us can have a good time.
Well, I'm sure Mr. Keith hasn't had a good time in months. He's the hard-working kind, aren't you, Mr. Keith?
Well, right now, we are sort of short-handed at the office.
Then I insist that you and Miss Gibbs join us.
That settles it. Climb in, you two.
Oh, look, Barry, I'm not dressed to go anywhere, and I'm expected home.
You don't have to be dressed where we're going, and we'll phone your home as soon as we get there. Come on, hop in, you two. Next stop, any place we can have a good
time. Barry, I can't. We'll get home too late.
No, we won't. I'm a working man, you know. Started yesterday.
Oh, I forgot.
Well, working, huh, Barry? Congratulations.
Congratulate the company I'm working for. It got the better of the deal.
Oh, Barry.
Come on. You're going with us, or aren't you?
Well, what do you say, Penny?
Oh, all right, if it's just for a little while.
Well, at last a decision.
Yeah.
Here, Barry, Mr. Keith and I'll get him back.
No, right. No.
Oh, but I insist. Then you can ride up in front with Barry. I'm sure you'll want to talk to him about his job, won't you?
No, Madeline, this
you
is
you be
no...
quiet, Barry. You want to sit back here with me, don't you, Mr. Keith?
Well, I obviously don't have any choice in the matter, but I like the choice you made for me.
Well, at least somebody's happy. In, Penny?
Mm-hmm. Well, now, close the door. There we go.
And we're off.
Where shall we take our guests?
I don't know. Where would you like to go, Penny?
Anywhere.
Johnny, how about you? Any preferences?
Well, as Miss Dodge says, I'm the working kind. I don't get out much, so I don't know the places. Let's go up wherever you want to go.
I know just the place, then. We can dine, we can dance. Oh, and they have special tables for ladies. What a place for a delightful evening.
You gotta give me credit for being a great manipulator, Penny. I went way out of my way to take Madeline and Johnny home. Now
you're taking me home. And don't think Johnny and Miss Dodge were fooled, because they weren't.
Well, who cares if they were or weren't? I wanted to have you to myself a little while, and here we are. Have a nice time at that place tonight?
Mm-hmm. It was lovely, Barry.
Good.
But you didn't keep your promise about getting home early.
Oh, sorry, Penny. I meant to, but I was having so much fun, I forgot all about the time. Boy, I'm sleepy. What time is it?
After 11.
Gee, that's not late at all.
It feels as if it were 3 or 4 in the morning.
Must be working in that office the last 2 days has me worn out.
Barry, I want to talk to you about that.
About what?
About your job.
Oh, now, there's nothing about it worth mentioning. It bores me stiff.
Well, then you really meant what you said to Madeline Dodge.
Huh?
Oh, you're surprised I know about it, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Who told you what I said?
She did.
She did? When?
Last Friday, I think it was. She thought it was important enough to come and see me and tell me what you said.
What's the matter with that girl?
Barry, what's the matter with you? Do you think you're being fair to your mother when you tell her you sincerely want a job and then tell Madeline Dodge it's all a joke and you really have no intention of working seriously?
Look, Penny, will you believe something?
Well, I'll believe the truth.
Well, this is the truth. I'm sincere about my job, and I intend to work hard at it and try to make something of the job and of myself.
Well, then why did you tell Madeline it was just a temporary thing, to please your mother for the time being?
Because she laughed at me. And all my friends would laugh at me if they thought I was serious about working.
Oh, that's it, is it?
Penny, I know it's being weak, but I can't help it. I can't stand ridicule. That's why I lied to Madeline. But honestly, believe me, I'm trying hard at this job, for Mother's sake and for yours.
You leave me out of it, Barry, but try not to hurt your mother again.
I am trying. Now, let's go for a little drive in the country. Here's the highway to Wayne City.
No, Barry, I have to get home.
Oh, we'll drive out only a little way.
But, Barry, listen,
Sorry, too late. We're on the highway, and there's not a cutoff for 20 miles.
Barry, Carlton, it'll be an hour before I get home now.
No, it won't. Not if we go fast.
Not too fast, though.
But it's fun to go fast. Besides, it'll wake me up.
Barry, please, listen to me.
What is the matter? Don't you trust me? Let's just see how fast this thing will go.
No, Barry, please don't.
Hey,
no,
come on, Penny. Wow, look at those telephone poles go by. Pretty soon they'll look closer together than the boards on a picket fence.
Barry, please slow down. There's dangerous curves ahead.
Is the irresponsible Barry Carlton going to listen to Penny's warning? Or will this drive in the country end in useless tragedy? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. For example, if porterhouse steak is your favorite, you'll find that at Kroger's you don't pay steak price or stringy ends and waste. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. But see for yourself by visiting your Kroger store. Notice that you get more meat, less waste, and it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Yes, everybody's happy when you go to your neighborhood Kroger store for Kroger cut beef. Your family loves the deliciousness, the juicy flavor of Kroger beef. You love the way it cooks up so perfectly. And your pocketbook loves the fact that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Get some without delay. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat, less waste, at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to listen in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.